Her name is Greg Show, and she dances in the sand.
It might be dying. Yeah.
Just like the Gregs were on the Grego Grand. Good clapping.
Thanks. Is that the end of your song?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know the rest of the words.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greggle.
And it was a pretty action-packed weekend. There was a lot of stuff happening in the news.
Yeah.
There was the guy who walked across the Grand Canyon on a tightrope.
Yeah, that was random, and I didn't know that was happening. And then,
how did you not know that was happening? It was everywhere.
I didn't know it was happening until it was happening. Like, it actually happened, and all I saw was Facebook updates going like, whoa!
Yeah, everybody's posts were like, I've got so much stress in my life. Why am I watching this? It's adding to it. I'm like, well, don't watch it.
And turn it off.
Like, just flip over to the baseball game or to HGTV or something.
Put on Home and Garden. Put on This Old Home by Bob Vila.
Is that who did that?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was Bob Vila.
It was Bob Vila.
I think his name was Bob, but it wasn't Bob Vila.
It was Bob Vila.
Bob Vila did the Home Improvement books.
Yeah, and he also did This Old House.
No, there was another guy that did
no,
that.
No, it was Bob Vila.
Pretty sure it was another guy.
I'm pretty sure it was Bob Vila.
There's another guy named Bob.
No, it wasn't.
We can argue this all day.
We could argue it all day, and neither one of us are Googling it.
I love HGTV. I'll go ahead and say it.
Okay.
I watch a lot of it.
That, just look for things to do. This show should be on Pinterest at this rate with you and yours and mine's weekend.
Totally. Yeah, so anyway, that guy, he walked across the Grand Canyon and...
survived.
It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what would possess somebody to think, hey, I'm going to walk across a tightrope.
Well, did you see that Man on a Rope movie?
No.
It was about the dude who walked across the Twin Towers when they were still up, and he tightroped it with no safety harness or nothing. And there's the whole story about it. It's the most stressful thing I've ever seen.
I just don't understand why somebody would want to do that.
Well, there's a tightrope guy. That's what he does for fun.
You want to do something really dangerous?
Sure.
That guy should go eat at Chipotle every day for a week.
I'm sure he'd be fine. I'm sure he'd be totally fine because the food is good there.
Anyway, good job for that guy. Congratulations, you walked across the Grand Canyon and lived.
Rock and roll, walk a flock of flame.
You, sir, did something completely unexpected yesterday.
Yes.
Do tell.
Well, I was out brunch broing with Rico from Infinite, and...
Give us a little detail on brunch bro. What is that?
It's... Rico has a group of people, and it'll interchange, and it's just people going to get brunch together.
Okay.
So you have a group of people. I don't know anybody in Dallas still besides you people. And I mean
we're all that,
that
you really need to know, though.
I mean, none of y'all do anything. You're married. Mm-hmm. I get to hang out with JC ever so often. Trey doesn't hang out with me anymore.
No,
Nick Adams has never hung out.
He doesn't.
Cheddar's hung out a couple times, but just after work.
Right.
So, ain't nobody hanging out. So
ain't nobody got time for you.
I want to meet some peeps.
Totally. All right, so you and Rico go do some brunch.
Yeah, we go brunching. There was a group of people. There's a video of me eating a bagel that's kind of gross.
What kind of bagel?
It was a bagel with lox. You ever had a bagel with lox?
I don't think so.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Smoked salmon?
Yeah.
Delicious. So I had a bagel with lox, and I was eating it, and they're little mini bagels. So I'm taking bites, and all of a sudden, he pulls out the phone, so now I have to, like... shove it into my
mouth. Right, of course, you have to perform.
Yeah.
It's not like you can take a regular bite. You have to shove the whole thing in.
What's interesting about a regular bite? Nothing.
No.
So you start shoving it into my face. So that's on the Brunch Bros Instagram.
Okay.
So then we're trying to figure out what we want to do next. And we're like, oh, let's go to Dave & Buster's. Let's do this. And then one of the girls that we're with like goes, let's go get Manny's and Petty's. And all the other guys are like, sure. And I'm like, what?
What?
So...
You just got voted off the island.
Yeah, I got voted off, so I have nothing to do for the rest of the day. So I'm like, yeah, all right, fine. They kept peer pressuring me, being like, come on, come with us. Come on with us. Come with us. Come with us. Come with us. There's only so much of come on.
That you can handle.
Come on. and I'm very susceptible to peer pressure.
Yeah, totally. Because you don't have any friends, so you have to do what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I have zero friends here. All right. So I have to go to get a mani and a pedi. So right now, my feet still hurt from it.
Your toes are red.
They tore it up because they were getting, as I've never had anything taken care of my feet.
I will tell you this, though, man. Your toenails are super shiny.
I know. They look really nice.
But your toes are red.
But the rest of the guys there were getting, like, chocolate put on their legs, and they were getting honey put on their legs, and I was, like, looking over at them, and I'm like, what are you doing?
What is the health benefit to putting chocolate and honey on your legs?
I don't know, but Rico is now chocolate legs.
Chocolate legs.
We were singing that, too. Tay-zon-day-ing it.
Did you put your feet in, like, a hot
bath thing?
Yeah,
a hot little jacuzzi, which was nice because they rubbed down my calves.
Okay.
And they kind of rubbed my feet, and I had ran 5 miles the night before, so my legs were kind of sore.
Yeah.
And it felt really nice.
Do they still have the foot, like the foot tubs with fish in it?
Yes.
That eat your dead skin?
I don't know if that happened.
Because I know at one time that was like a big thing that was happening
dead
amongst
fish, dead skin eating fish.
Uh huh. You'd put your feet in a thing, and they would just, like, there would be fish that would eat your skin.
That's weird.
Yeah,
I didn't do that.
I don't know if they still have that or not. It seems like it would be really unsanitary.
They did put honey and maple and all different types of stuff on man's legs, and it was funny because I had a woman taking care of my legs, but the guy next to me had a man doing it, and I was like, that's just got to be awkward.
I just don't understand the allure to putting your, mani-pedi just sounds awful to me.
Well, that's what girls do.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to do it, and I wouldn't do it again, ever.
Because it hurt.
It hurt my footies.
Were they just digging spikes underneath your toenails
to,
like, get
dirt and stuff out?
Yeah, they were digging
out the, what do they call that, the hangnails and stuff that's going on in that situation. It just hurt. I'm like, this is unnecessary.
It's totally unnecessary.
Yeah, so I won't be doing that again. But for the moment, you know, sometimes you got to just experience life.
YOLO.
YOLO.
What'd you do after that? Did y'all do anything that
we hung
compared?
Out and watched Batman.
The first one?
The third one. Of The Dark Knight Rises. With Bane! Okay. I'm Bane!
Okay, I didn't know if you watched
the Tim Burton Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't watch that one. We watched the Bane one.
With Val Kilmer.
People
you didn't watch
of
that
Gotham,
one.
I'm Bane.
He looks like he's pretty much a badass, though.
Bane was a badass.
I didn't get to see that one.
But his voice was so stupid.
I thought he talked like this.
No, he talks like this. He's like, oh, people of Gotham, I'm Bane.
So he tried to go for the extra crazy sounding voice, and it didn't work.
And the funny thing is, when they first released like the trailer, his voice was so muffled you couldn't understand him. It was kind of like how you were doing.
Yeah.
So they cleaned it up to the point where it was like you could tell he's not even in the same room.
So it's kind of like Darth Vader when Darth Vader's talking.
But at least with Darth Vader, you kind of got the feeling it was coming from him. Mm-hmm. But with Bane, it's just so ridiculous and clear. You're like, that is not.
Like, he's totally voicing that over.
Yeah, he's totally a voiceover. And, like, his mouth, it was covering his mouth, so, like, his eyes would just kind of stare, and you'd hear him talking, but he wouldn't really gesture or anything. Mm-hmm. You're like, what is going on with this movie?
He's a puppet. Yeah. He was a puppet in that movie.
Well, I'm Bane.
Well, that sounds exciting.
People of Gotham. It's kind of ridiculous. That's why I thought it was the weakest of the three movies.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen any movies.
Dude, go watch a movie. You've got like 8 million kids now.
Well, more like 2.
800 million.
I've got 2 kids.
3,000 million.
2.
Billion gazillion children.
Yeah, just 2.
How's Erica popping out all these kids?
She's got a talent. There's no doubt. She definitely has a talent to do that.
400 babies.
In 300 days. Weird.
How do you do that?
I don't know. That's quick gestation.
You got a litter.
Yeah.
Litter of gibbons.
Yeah, it's like a rabbit.
Yeah.
Or like a fish or like a turtle.
Like a fish turtle.
Yeah,
rabbit.
Like a fertile rabbit.
A fertile turtle rabbit.
Yeah. Fertile a bit. If you want to combine.
Fertile a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should watch some movies.
I was just talking to...
Do you need them? Because I can get them for you.
No, I can find them. They're easy to find.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to watch movies.
Like, even with the kid, you can't just be like, hey,
normally,
you go dance.
Normally with the kid, you go dance.
You go do kid business.
That's the easiest way to get rid of a kid. Hey, kid, just go dance.
That's how I see parents do it. They go, hey, you,
Hey.
In the dress.
Go dance.
Go dance.
It's not that easy with my child. She requires constant. Well, no, I take that back. She doesn't require constant attention, but she wants constant attention. Mm. So, but there are times when we'll put her in her game room and she'll just watch Sophia the First.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that jingle for Sophia the First. It's been stuck in my head for about 3 days straight. No, it goes. And this is so stupid.
Hit me with it.
I was a girl in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Blah da 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 da. And something, Sophia the First. So that's been stuck in my head for about 3 days.
Lovely.
And I don't understand. This is what I do when I watch these children's shows. Mm. How did Sophia become a princess overnight? She was just a kid in the village doing all right.
Yeah.
And then she just became a princess overnight.
Well, would you like a more Fresh Prince of Bel-Air style thing where it explains the entire story?
I need to know, number one.
So she jumped in a cab and said, yo, home, smell you later.
Where did Sophia the First parents go?
They died.
Because, well, she was a
plague.
She was just a kid in the village doing all right.
Yeah.
So if you're doing all right, your parents couldn't be dead.
Well, they died of plague. They had plague germs everywhere.
But she would still, I think that...
She's young. She has a better immune system.
If that were the case, it'd be like, I was a kid in the village. I was distraught. My parents died of the plague. And
I'm a princess, but everything's all right.
And the thing
she was doing all right. Her parents were the ones with the plague, not her.
But the other thing that's weird is, it shows in the opening credits when she's singing the song, mm-hmm. A little fairy godmother, hit her with a wand and she becomes a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she goes and she lives at this castle with Amber and the other little boy, but she calls the king and queen mom and dad.
Well, maybe
so
the king and queen adopted her because her real parents died of plague germs.
That has to be the case.
I'm going to make up my own backstory where it was like Game of Thrones style.
Okay.
Where it was a bloody way for her to make her way to the throne.
Hey, more power to you, Sophia.
Sophia the First was beheading people and stabbing people. And she's like, I will be queen. I am Sophia the First, the terrible.
Yeah, she made her way in there. So anyway, I break that down and that song's been stuck in my head all weekend. So I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but...
But yeah, we're talking about your kid doing kid stuff and
dance. I can't watch movies at full length because there are kids that are involved.
Well, you should watch a full length movie.
I need to, but if we do watch full length movies, it's usually with the kid, so it needs to be kid friendly.
Put on Batman.
I don't think.
Put on the Avengers. Avengers is family.
My child does love Iron Man.
Yeah, put on the Avengers.
And
it's
she loves
movie.
The Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get away with that. I think the next one we're going to see is Monsters University.
Well, have fun with that. I heard it was not good.
You heard that?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about
it. Pixar hasn't done any, bombs, really, but of their movies, not in the upper esh.
Huh. Well, I don't think a three-year-old would really care.
No, I think
just as
she's
long
just
as she
look
gets
at
to see Sully, the big kitty.
Yeah.
I think that
kitty.
Would be...
Kitty!
Yeah, that and Mike, the one-eyed green monster. She'll be happy with that, so...
All right, lastly, I want to thank my friend Ian.
Over yeah, what
at
up?
The Ian Scotto podcast.
What up, Ian Scotto?
He's,
I see that he gave
shouted
us a
us
shout
out,
out
and it got us some fans.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us, go listen to Ian Scotto podcast.
Yeah, he said he's got a new co-host who's, quote, insane and you'll love him.
Oh, good.
So I love Ian. He's a conservative crazy pants.
Where is Ian from? Give us a backstory on this fella.
Ian is from Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Long
okay.
Island.
All right.
And he works at the Sirius XM.
Okay.
And, he's trying to do his own little podcast deal.
He's a radio brethren.
He's a radio brethren. I've worked with him since college. We did, some stuff outside of college, too. But I love that guy.
High five to you, Ian Scotto.
So listen to that. Listen to us, and just listen to everything that I tell you to listen to.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Whatever Greggle says goes.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
That's how it rolls here. All right, cool. That's the Greg and Greg Show for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more exciting radio audio for you.
You never do it.
Boo out. Boo out. Bout.
The cow says.
Boo.
This has been the Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.